This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You paying too much for auto insurance? Visit AAA.com/insurance for a free quote. Find out how much you could save. Find competitive rates on auto insurance through the Auto Club. Is at AAA.com/insurance today. Very excited about the interview that we've got coming up here. The Pitching Ninja.
Bro, what a follow on Twitter.
He's going to be with us, and we'll get to that right after this check of traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. All right, joining us right now on 97.3 The Fan is Rob Friedman, although you might know him better by his online handle, Pitching Ninja. And if you don't even know that, you've probably seen his videos if you're a baseball fan many times. They are absolutely fascinating, Woods. Just fascinating. Rob, it is great to have you on this morning. Welcome to Ben and Woods and 97.3 The Fan.
It is great to be here. I think I should change my name officially to Pitching Ninja, though.
Yeah, just really go.
What would be your middle name? Pitching Gene Ninja or something like that?
Yeah, I can do without a middle name.
Okay.
I don't need middle names.
No, not anymore.
Pitching.
They're way out of
Larry Ninja.
Right now.
So I think a lot of people assume, well, you've probably been like a minor league coach, or you've been some sort of pitching, guru or specialist for a long time. What's your background that got you into all this video work and actually working with some major league pitchers as well?
It is really like from youth baseball on up. So I did youth baseball, travel baseball, high school baseball, no college, anything like that. But really the whole thing was learning pitching from the ground up and then trying to pay the game forward to everybody through social media. And it's just like taking off. It's sick.
It really is. Now, I noticed that you had an article written about you in the New York Times. I mean, could you ever imagine you'd be in the New York Times? Now, here's the headline: the lawyer who became a pitching ninja. I would love to read the article. I'm not a subscriber, so all I can see is your face and the headline. Rob, describe to everybody kind of what went on in that article.
Oh, absolutely. So I left out the fact that I'm a lawyer because I try to leave that out because then people don't want to talk to me. It's one of those things like I don't know if I want to talk to this guy as a lawyer. I started out as a lawyer, which actually helps in coaching. So one weird thing is when you're a lawyer, you ask a lot of questions and you try to find things out in detail, and really deconstructing the game that way helps people learn. Like, I have the time to do it, and the energy and the questions, and I just grill people till I find out the truth and then stitch it together. So started out as a lawyer, and now I'm like the social media pitching coach to the stars.
Do you remember the first guy that reached out to you maybe in a DM or something and said, hey, that's awesome, or like a big league pitcher and said, hey, I love what you're doing, can you help me? Or hey, can you send that to me? Or how did that work?
One of my favorite stories was the first dude to reach out to me, I think, was Billy Wagner.
Wow.
And it wasn't on like improving anything. We just had a debate about Randy Johnson's lower half mechanics. And he played with Randy Johnson, right? I mean, like, they were on the same team in Houston, and he was like, oh, Randy Johnson uses lower half really well. And then I'm like, no, he didn't. You use your lower half really well. He was more of an upper half guy, and we like had this debate, and he looked at him like, you're right. So it was kind of funny that he played alongside two greats, and he's having a debate with me over his teammate, and then took my side and said, you know what, you're right. He Randy Johnson was an upper half guy.
Rob, Padres fans have been fascinated by one of the team's new acquisitions, Yu Darvish, and just exactly how many pitches he throws. We kind of settled at 11. Some are just variations on the same pitch. Some are absolutely unique to him, but I thought it was interesting in this New York Times piece, Woods. It says, when Yu Darvish was asked how he learned to throw his curveball, Darvish, a starter for the San Diego Padres, responded, quote, "I contacted Pitching Ninja."
Come on.
What?
Let's go.
Like, what, Rob? Tell me a little bit more about this.
Yu is my man. He is awesome. He's one of the great dudes in baseball. And literally, so he DM'd me about Shane Bieber's knuckle curve. And we had been talking on DM anyway, because he's just a great dude. And he's one of those guys who just reached out. And I think I was at dinner, and my wife's like, "Put down your phone." I'm like, "Man, Yu Darvish is DMing me. I gotta respond."
Yeah, leave me alone. I'm talking to Yu Darvish.
Yeah, right. Like, what am I going to do? I got to respond to Yu Darvish. It's Yu Darvish. So I ended up sending him a bunch of stuff on Bieber's knuckle curve. And what he did, so he like the next day he threw it in a bullpen, and then the day after he threw it in a game. And it was nasty, but what he did is changed it around a little bit and created a spiked slider out of Shane Bieber's knuckle curve. So I gave him another pitch, and now he throws two different sliders.
That's so cool. I can't even imagine telling somebody something and they go out on the field and they try it the next night. We are talking to the Pitching Ninja, Rob Friedman, here on Ben and Woods this morning. So as a high school coach, Rob, how do you feel about the way that pitchers are being developed right now? You know, you see guys like, just on our own squad here, Denelson Lamet, some of the filthiest stuff in baseball, but the elbow, he's hurt. Mike Clevenger is another guy that can be absolutely filthy. The elbows, you know, two Tommy Johns. Do you feel like the analytics can help avoid injury in the future, or do you think that guys are pushing so hard for velo and max velo and max spin that it's doing damage? Just kind of your honest assessment of that.
My honest assessment is, when you redline the body, things are going to break. Like, you're always pushing. Pitchers are competitive. They're doing everything they can to throw harder, because throwing harder gets people out. I mean, if you look at the analytics, velo is one of the great predictors of getting people out. So pitchers are trying to throw harder. Tommy John is more successful than it's ever been. There's a standard now to doing it. But pitchers are pushing their body to the limits, and things break in that situation. If there's the slightest thing wrong, or maybe even genetically, you're not ready to throw that hard, but your body's going to be pushed, and it's a natural, it's almost unavoidable. There's some guys, I mean, the cleaner mechanics you have, the better you're going to be able to do it, and the longer you're going to be able to survive without it. But I'm not sure there is a magic pill you can take to make things not break,
right?
Because you're going to always push it as hard as you can.
Rob, what are some of your favorite pitches that San Diego Padres throw? I know you were tweeting earlier this month about Keone Kila, the new reliever. Obviously, Yu Darvish is interesting. Give me some of your favorite pitches that you've seen from Padres players.
Well, I mean, Darvish is ridiculous. Like, he throws 11 pitches, and that's counting conservatively. Like, he can say his split. He can move his splitter like three different ways, and that is a unique pitch, because everybody looks at it and they're going to call it a slider, but he gets his gyro spin, like bullet spin, on his splitter that makes it look like a slider. So it fools the tracking systems. It fools a lot of different things, and his cutter's also, you know, off the charts filthy. Denelson Lamet, obviously everyone knows his slider, and he was like must watch baseball every time he's on the bump. He's sick. Snell is, I mean, God, that guy is going to be he's going to tear it up this year. I mean, his stuff, curveball and slider, absolutely filthy, and he's a character. So you guys are going to have a lot of fun with San Diego.
Well, I think you will too, Rob. I mean, that's what you do. You're overlaying those pitches, and you've created a term that I just love, and it's the first time I'd heard it, and it's sword. Can you explain to our audience what the sword is?
Yeah, it comes from actually the Benchwarmers movie. So there was a scene where David Spade's swinging at a pitch, and
it's so
don't chop at it, it's not a sword. And so now every time there's a check swing, a terrible swing, I call it a sword, because it makes the batter look stupid. Yeah, it's fantastic.
The sword is, when people do the sword, if you've ever played baseball at any level, your main goal when you go up to the plate, You can strike out. You can strike out looking. You can strike out swinging. Don't have a sword. Do not do the sword swing. Lamet gets a lot of swords on that slider because it looks like a fastball, and the next thing you know, they're committed, and it's just, you know, it's such an ugly.
Game of Thrones on us.
Yeah, it's an ugly, ugly thing when you see it. But, man, when you highlight it, it delights me to no end. And your pitching overlays, when you show, you know, let's say a Darvish. I mean, he's got so many pitches. Let's say a DeGrom. Okay, a guy like Jacob DeGrom, and you're overlaying four pitches, it shows people just how hard the game of baseball is.
Especially when you see how the mechanics are exactly the same. How on earth, if you're a batter, could you possibly know what's now coming out of the guy's hand?
It feels like luck.
It really feels like luck. How did they even hit anything at all in the big leagues? I have a question for you, Rob. I don't know if this is going to be an easy one to answer. We had Kyle Boddy on from Driveline a couple of years ago. He obviously then started working. Was it Cincinnati Reds?
Yeah.
Has any Major League Baseball team approached you about perhaps, you know, making your services a little more exclusive to them? And would you consider that if that was on the table?
You know, I have so much fun doing what I'm doing, and it's really not a career goal to work with any MLB team. Like, I view my the reason why I'm successful at doing what I do and I have fun at doing what I do is I'm neutral. I don't root for a team. I root for pitchers. So, yeah, I will help any pitcher out that needs help. There, literally yesterday, two pitchers, Jojo Romero for the Phillies, shouted me out because he learned a slider from my interview with Shane Bieber. And then a pitcher for Nebraska learned a slider from Amir Garrett, and all through my channel. And that's kind of what I'm about, is helping everybody, because that's my biggest impact in the game. Doing it for one team just doesn't excite me.
Well, and everyone listening right now, you got to go check out the video.
There's Little League coaches. There's high school coaches who listen to us. They're very intrigued right now about how they can help their team with some of your videos.
Check out Pitching Ninja is your Twitter. What is your YouTube page for everyone?
Pitching Ninja Videos.
Very, very simple. Very, very simple to do. Keeps it easy, but it is such fantastic content, man. Can't thank you enough for your time this morning, Rob, the Pitching Ninja Friedman, man. Really enjoyed this.
My pleasure. I mean, have a great season, because I am going to be watching every single game, the Padres.
Beautiful.
Very cool. Rob Friedman, thank you so much. Pitching Ninja.
Such good stuff.
And a lot of, I mean, the comments just about you, Darvish, there. I mean, we knew you was special. But when someone who really watches this stuff closely and knows how to break it down talks about his cutters and the spin, he's get his knuckle curve and everything, it really is fascinating, Woods.
It really is. I could watch his videos all day. And again, it kind of dissuades you. You're like, you could never do it. You next time you want to yell at a guy for, you know, striking out, just go watch some of these videos. It's so incredibly difficult.
That pitch was in the dirt. Why are you swinging?
It's like in basketball.
I thought it was a fastball coming out of his hand, and then all of a sudden it dropped off the table.
It's like in basketball if they just decided to move the basket up and down a bunch. You know, how good would you be?
Randomly.
How good would Steph Curry be if he's like, and Curry for three? Oh, the basket moved 4 feet to the left. Like, that's how difficult it is to hit a baseball. So as we sit there drinking our Mountain Dew, like, hey, man, this guy can't hit nothing. Watch these videos, and you get a little bit more appreciation for it.
Also, very high praise for Denelson Lamet and Blake Snell. I mean, it's not just that these guys. I wonder if A.J. Preller is a follower of Pitching Ninja.
From his burner, yes.
It's interesting to see that the guys that Pitching Ninja is so high on have made their way to the San Diego Padres at the same time.
It's fantastic.
Man, you know, there's something to, there's a method to this madness that. It's not all about a great ERA. Now, it's good. You want a guy who's effective on the mound, but you can have a season where, you know, bloopers drop in and, you know, you got unlucky a day or two and your ERA balloons a little bit. The spin, though, doesn't lie. The movement of the baseball, the spin, that is what really is the mark of whether a pitcher is going to be effective or not.
That, Benny, and being able to throw four different pitches from the exact same arm slot with the exact same mechanics, it's why the changeup, the guys that do it well, is such a devastating pitch. It doesn't, some guys' changeups really do a lot. They move a lot. But a lot of them, it just looks like a fastball, but it's 10 miles an hour slower. And here you are geared up, and that foot gets planted, and then here comes the sword. Because you're way, way in front. And it's devastating when done right.
The very best hitters, like a Tony Gwynn, can spot the minutest
yes.
difference in mechanics. You know, Tony's eyesight was so good. He could even see the fingers moving and the seam, like the spin on the ball. It was, everything was like in slow motion to Tony Gwynn when he was swinging. But they, you know, pitchers work very hard. They want every pitch to look exactly the same as every other pitch. And that's, you know, that's the way to be successful.
It's so cool. It's so cool. So, yeah, definitely check out his content. I you know what I need to do? I need to go look at his YouTube. I haven't really looked at his YouTube. I just follow his things on Twitter, and they're just phenomenal. What a great guest, too. Nice work, Paulie.
Paulie? Did you guys see yesterday Padres game? AJ Cassavell, our buddy, caught a foul ball.
Yes.
No.
Did you guys see that? Caught it
in the press box.
Caught it in the press box and caught it clean.
How about this? He just, like, a couple of minutes ago pulled the clip from the game, from the broadcast, and Jesse and Tony are messing with them. Listen to this. This is great.
4-0 Cubs in the third. Jake Cronenworth at the plate, and the 0-1 pitch is fisted foul behind the net. And a nice catch by A.J. Cassavell in the press box. Reached out the window and made the play. As a reward, he will join us in an inning or two.
Come on down.
How about 4,000 people watching Cassavell, and he makes the play. Leaned out the window, two-hand grab.
Amazing.
That's a big-time move, leaning out the window, because at that point, if you drop it, everybody sees it.
I've sat in the front row of the press box at Petco Park before, and balls have come. They come screaming. You think, oh, it's a fly ball, it's a looper, it's easy. Those balls come harder than you think they're coming backwards.
One almost killed me 2 years ago or last year, one of my first times in the press.
There's like a dent hole in the press box wall.
Oh, yeah.
Where one of those pitches came in just by like where your head sits.
Buddy, those guys swing real, real hard, and they throw real, real hard. And if they nick that thing and it comes spinning back.
Yeah, if they throw 97 and it's just nicked, it's still kind of going 97 backwards.
You want to talk about spin rate? Some of those foul balls, how great was that for AJ? And made the play clean, too, which I love.
It is the secret dream of every reporter who sits in the press box to make that play.
I want a one-handed.
Get that. Then you get the applause, and it's like, no big deal. No,
throw
I do this
to
all
a little
the time.
Kid. Yeah, exactly. Throw to a little kid down in the
exactly.
crowd.
Exactly.
I know.
It's the epitome of cool that I will never get to enjoy. Because I'll dive out of the way.
You definitely will. And, hey, listen, I did, too, when it came. I was not paying attention. Go figure.
It is time right now for our Grand Slam giveaway code word. Chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Here's what you need to do. Text the word donut.
Donut.
Donut, the short spelling, D-O-N-U-T.
Donut.
Not donut. Donut.
Donut.
Donut.
Donut.
72881.
Donut.
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 Donut. Donut.
Donut.
To 72881. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in at 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today. Donuts.
Yu Darvish just liked our tweet about us chatting with Pitching Ninjas.
Wow.
So that's pretty awesome.
He's on top of the Pitching Ninja news out there.
That is fantastic.
Set an alert or something on his phone.
Good morning, you. Thanks for listening.
With our friend Randy Jones next on The Fan.